You're listening to Payday, the global payroll podcast from CloudPay. And I'm your host, David Barak. In this episode, I sit down with Mel Pitsey, the CEO of the Global Payroll Association.
Every country I visit, one of the key issues is to find the payroll specialists for that country. And I think people are worried about the younger generation coming into the payroll industry. There's issues with language skills, being able to deal with multiple countries as well, the pressures of that. So I think there are different types of people coming into the payroll industry, but there is definitely a skills shortage in most countries that I go to.
Welcome to another episode of Payday. Hi, Mel. Welcome to the Payday podcast.
Thank you so much.
Maybe we can start by just letting the audience know a little bit about you and how you got into the global payroll space.
I've actually been working within the payroll industry for 23 years now. I actually started off as an estate agent, and I worked with somebody who was in payroll recruitment. So it's basically all her fault. So she suggested that I started a different career in payroll recruitment. And I've just stayed in the payroll industry since then. So I started my own recruitment agency in 2010. And somebody asked me if I wanted to buy an online e-magazine. Within the payroll industry, nobody else was doing that. So we launched the first online payroll magazine, and it was predominantly about UK payroll, but we started to have questions all around the world. How can I process a payroll in Africa? Or I need a payroll provider in France, or I need some help in Spain. And we were receiving phone calls every single week. And that's really how we started. What we realized that there wasn't anywhere for people to go. So we built up the knowledge sharing, the networking, maybe 5 years ago. And now we launched the Global Payroll Association 5 years ago, and we are where we are today.
I'm curious, especially since you've been in the space for a long time, what you think the state of global payroll is today, especially in light of some of the conversations you and I had before the show about the maturity of the global payroll function.
Yeah, so I think it's in quite an immature state, if you can call it immature. It's fairly new, even though I would say, it's been going for a number of years, but there's so much work to be done. And there's so little knowledge about the global payroll arena. There's so much for people to learn. There's so much to do on technology. So I would say it's fairly young. Although there has been great improvements within the last couple of years, there's still so much more that can be done.
And that's curious. Why do you think that the global payroll space is immature, especially when you think about domestic payroll, which has been around for a very, very long time and is quite mature? What is it about global payroll that leaves it so young and immature?
I think it's, if you look at the software that's available, is there the right software? People don't actually know what they're looking for. So there isn't one way of processing that payroll. And I think people are realizing that. So, and I think there's lack of knowledge. There isn't enough information out there in the world of payroll for each country. When people start out their journey in global payroll, they don't necessarily know where to start. So there's a lot of unknowns. And I think with you, when you're looking at domestic payrolls, we're lucky in the UK and the US, Canada and South Africa that have been associations that have been going for 20 odd years. So there is that knowledge, whereas I don't think there is that amount of knowledge available in the global arena at the moment.
And I want to talk about that knowledge gap because it has so many dimensions, but with the practitioners specifically, right, the global payroll space has a language barrier. There are additional regulations. There are even cultural elements that the domestic payroll function never really has to deal with. So really a big part of what you do and a lot of other associations is try to fill that knowledge gap from where it is today for practitioners. Now, do you think that the immaturity or the knowledge gap that is in the space, do you think that also exists among the vendor landscape and the technology that's available to practitioners and multinational organizations?
Yeah, I do think there is a knowledge gap, but I also think that there's the argument. So I met with some people this week, and there's the argument, should you expect your payroll provider to provide all this knowledge about each country? So whose responsibility is it? So I do think there is a lack of knowledge for payroll providers for each country, and also for the practitioners as well. So yeah, I do think there is.
And I'm always curious, and this is different across industries, whether it's the technology that's behind or it's that the people are behind what's possible in the space. Where do you think the global payroll industry is along that dimension of people or tech that still need to do a little bit of catching up to really unlock the potential of the space and the practitioner?
I actually think it's both. I think one of the key things that people are looking for is middleware. So if there's middleware for the reporting, then I think that's potentially an answer for the global arena. I think also people's knowledge is also lacking. So I think it's a 50-50 split really with regards to technology and also the information that people are aware of for each of those countries.
So Mel, thank you for that. Now, you mentioned that you came into the global payroll space by way of recruiting. Are there any particular staffing challenges that organizations currently have in filling their global payroll related roles that stand out to you?
Yeah, I think there's so many issues with recruitment of payroll staff all around the world. Every country I visit, one of the key issues is to find the payroll specialists for that country. And I think people are worried about the younger generation coming into the payroll industry. There's issues with language skills, being able to deal with multiple countries as well, the pressures of that.
So Mel, I know we talked a little bit earlier about being creative about staffing for the global payroll space, and we know that language skills are highly sought after for effective global payroll teams. So can you talk a little bit about how language skills can factor into the recruiting process and what that has to do with how you hire?
Yeah, we recently ran a survey asking global payroll managers what one of the skill sets that they need. And I think 75% stated that having a language skill would really help when processing global payrolls. Our clients have been looking for individuals with language skills. I think the way around it is to find a particular individual with the language skill that you need them for, and then to train them up on the payroll skill. So maybe look at it a different way around. Rather than looking for the person with the payroll skill to then speak German, for example, I think the way around that is to have a look at the language skill and then train them up in payroll into that country.
So we just talked about how organizations prepare for global payroll. What about the practitioners themselves? How do you see their knowledge and training challenging, especially in light of the fact that you as an organization spend a lot of time enhancing that knowledge, providing training? How do you see that changing?
So one of the things that people are looking for is just knowledge of how a country process the payroll. They don't necessarily want to physically process that payroll. They just want to know that what they're signing off on a monthly basis is actually correct, or they can look for any potential mistakes. So more and more people at all different levels, even up to director levels, are looking to have an understanding on how a particular country processes that payroll, and also have the responsibility of knowing when certain things should be filed. So they're taking more accountability on that, but they're also running courses, or they're actually attending courses on strategic payroll implementation courses, so that they can have the project management skills behind them. So people are becoming more analytical rather than just processing the payrolls.
And that's really part of how the industry is shifting to a more strategic function. And I think I've heard this before, that you're looking a little bit more for an analyst now than a typical payroll processor, right, in that role. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think people are becoming, I think the role is more of an analytical role rather than just your processing function, because the payroll industry or the payroll department is becoming so much more strategic now. You have so much information in the payroll department that can help so many businesses. So the individual is now becoming more of an analyst, I think, rather than a processor. You obviously still need the processors, but there are more analysts coming into that role.
And obviously, this is part of the evolution of the role. It's also the evolution of the training that's required for individuals in that role. And training is such an important part of the evolution and longevity of any role. And it's part of your mission as the CEO of the Global Payroll Association. How did the idea of that association come about?
It was really, just as I mentioned earlier, developing this online magazine and then realizing that these people didn't have anywhere to go. So the association is really built up on what people need to know. So we'll have questions all the time of, you know, can you help me here? Can you help me with this particular legislation knowledge in a certain country or something to do with regards to tax or, you know, employment legislation? And we've got a huge network that we can hopefully help those people. So that's really how the association came about, was just really from the input from the global community and actually helping fulfill that role.
And I know that you're focused on teaching a variety of topics there. What are your members asking for right now?
France. France is a big thing. People want to know what's happening in France. And, you know, there's changes in Ireland as well and Sweden. So we had RTI in the UK. I think that was implemented about 5 years ago. It's real-time information where you, as soon as you process a payroll, you're reporting that information to the government. So the country, there's more and more countries taking on this function. So France is huge. You have Ireland and, as I said, Sweden. And there's other countries as well, but they're the key things that people want to know about.
And Mel, who can join? And is there any kind of promotion or anything that we can give to those that listen to the Payroll Podcast?
Yeah. If you go to globalpayrollassociation.com and in the promo code, if you add CloudPay, you'll receive 25% off.
All right. Well, it really pays to listen, right?
It does.
To learn more about the Global Payroll Association, visit globalpayrollassociation.com. We'll be right back with more from Mel Pitsey, the CEO of the Global Payroll Association. I want to let you know about a brand new report on global payroll payments that we've published on cloudpay.net. It's available for free, and I really encourage every payroll practitioner to download it to learn a little bit more about how payments and global payroll can be integrated into a single function. It's a complex topic, but there's real savings you can generate for your organization if you understand how the two functions can work together. So visit cloudpay.net and look into our resource center to download that report. And now let's get back to the show. So Mel, knowledge sharing is enabling associations like yours to prosper. You have a number of contributors to your publication. I know I'm an avid reader, and I know that we write for the publication as well. Do you think there's a healthy amount of knowledge sharing in the space, or do you think there are some issues with that, especially among some of the more seasoned professionals?
Yeah, I think there's politics involved, and some organizations don't necessarily want to share information. And I think sometimes being a new kid on the block is a little bit harder to be involved in the payroll industry. What we just try and do is make as much information available to everyone. So yeah, so I do think there's some politics involved in payroll, which is a shame. And I think that's one of the reasons I really enjoy working with Sweden, because it's almost like open arms, you know, how can we work together? How can we promote the payroll industry? Because that's really what it is at the end of the day, is like, how can we help the payroll industry? How can we elevate the payroll department? You know, it doesn't need to be under HR or accountancy. It should be at the forefront, because nobody works without really wanting to be paid. Payroll is the most important department in any company. And also there's so much information within the payroll department that you could supply your peers, your CEO. So there is politics. I think working with organizations such as the Swedish Payroll Association actually helps the industry. So just keep promoting it and trying to work with organizations that are happy to share that information.
So that's really interesting. So thinking about that politics and maybe some of the resistance to knowledge sharing that you're alluding to. Do you have some recommendations, or do you think there's something more that current payroll professionals, especially the ones that know a lot about the industry, that they can do to help innovate the function and help new payroll professionals fill in those knowledge gaps about technology, regulations, culture, that you would provide as guidance?
On the GPA portal, we have a forum, and people are nervous to talk on the forum. And it's how do we try to encourage those people to talk to each other? On LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn's such a fantastic tool. How do we start those conversations on LinkedIn? How do we share that information with everyone? We have over like 20,000 members on our LinkedIn group. How do we get those people talking? Because there's so much knowledge in that group. There's so much knowledge on our forum. And unfortunately, I don't know the answer to try and get people to talk. I think maybe people don't want to be seen as being stupid. But there are so many people out there that don't know simple aspects of global payroll, but in a way we need to encourage people to just communicate, and there is never ever a stupid question or a stupid answer.
Mel, so just coming back to a slightly different kind of payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So CloudPay is a outsourced payroll provider, and we work with a lot of in-house payroll teams, especially within HQ locations of the organization where they're trying to keep that payroll in-house, and maybe because they have the knowledge for the payroll in that country, and they outsource the rest to us or organizations like us. Do you think tensions exist between those two that can explain some of the issues we just touched on around knowledge sharing? And how do we create harmony between in-house and outsourced payroll organizations?
Yes, I agree. There are frustrations. And I think it does come down to knowledge sharing. What happens, I think, is that the in-house payroll department will be asked a question by an employee. They will then head out to the global payroll provider, and they may not get an answer for 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, or they may have to send 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 different emails. I even had a case of somebody sent 12 emails on a question that they had about an in-country payroll query. And I think that's where the frustrations are. I think it's opening up that communication. And I think some payroll providers don't necessarily want their clients to speak directly to the in-country payroll provider. So I don't know if that's, you know, to have more trust between the client and the in-country payroll provider to stop that frustration. But communication is definitely key. And I suppose in some ways that's where we've helped out in some situations where they've come to us for an answer to a query they may have. So yeah, definitely there is frustrations. And I think it's just opening up the communication and trying to shorten the period of time where they get that answer.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And one of the areas where we see a lot of complexity, and I just want to use that as an example, and it's also an area where there's a lot of opportunity for payroll teams to produce significant savings for their companies, is the FX, right? Can you touch on why the FX discussion is so complicated, and maybe what steps we as payroll professionals and as an industry can take to really leverage FX to improve the value that the payroll team can provide to the organization?
Yeah, with regards to the FX, I think it depends on which FX company you use, but there are benefits of getting people paid quicker.
Mm-hmm.
The FX company will have an understanding of legislation in different countries, but also there's a way that you could actually save money from using an FX company. So payroll departments are generally a cost department within every company. But with the FX, there are savings that can be made. And I'm not sure everyone is aware of looking at an FX provider to actually save money. So what a great way to report that you've actually saved thousands of pounds by using an FX provider to make those international payments.
It really generates interesting discussions within the organization, right? Because you have the treasury team that's involved or is often responsible for that function, now speaking to payroll professionals at a level of conversation that they're not used to having.
Yeah, the FX industry is almost a new industry for us in the global payroll market. We had a lot of calls about 4 years ago from FX providers. And I think you need to have a look at the different FX providers that are out there, look at the way that they work, make sure you feel comfortable with your provider. And the providers have all got new technology themselves as well. So, you know, just research them. And there's definitely ways of saving money on those transactions.
So, Mel, I think this has been a really interesting discussion about both the knowledge gaps that exist in the global payroll space, the various organizations and institutions that are there to help with those knowledge gaps, and some of the obstacles that persist in the global payroll space. So thank you so much for joining. Is there anything else you want to add to the conversation that we haven't covered already?
Just keep learning. Just keep looking, you know, the free resources that are out there and educate yourself on what's happening in the world of global payroll. On GPA Live, we do add 3 news items a day. Hopefully we'll get that to 5. And it's a free resource. And there's some interesting things that are happening in the industry that would or should help you run your payroll department.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Really enjoyed it. Hi, I'm Melanie Pitsey, the CEO of the Global Payroll Association. You're listening to Payday, the Global Payroll Podcast from CloudPay.
Thanks for joining another episode of the Payday Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. To listen to our previous episodes or to subscribe, visit paydaypodcast.net.